ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey fans, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is the Gas Man with my co-host with the most, Lugs.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey Lugs, how's it going, buddy? You doing okay?
I'm doing good.
Did you enjoy the race weekend?
Did I enjoy it? I mean, I always enjoy it to a degree, but...
Did it give you all the warm and fuzzies?
No.
Okay.
No, it didn't.
I think it's
there were some good elements to it, but, you know, it wasn't as exciting as I had hoped for Michigan.
Sure, I understand.
How about
that.
You?
Oh, no, it was absolutely boring.
Well, way to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, welcome back to another week of this awesome radio show you're listening to, podcast. I am the Gas Man, and it's Lugs talking over there. If you have not ever been introduced to us, welcome for the first time. Otherwise, everybody that listens to us every week, thank you very much. Thank you for telling a friend. Hopefully, we excite you just a little bit. Maybe we give you the worms and fuzzies. I hope that's the case.
I hope so.
I hope that's the case, yeah. So, as always, we have a great show ahead of us, and we might have some news during the show, maybe. Yes, no?
Ooh.
No, maybe, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, we'll see. Good teaser there, Lugs. Yeah. Making cat noises. All right. As always, folks, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And, as always, we're going to start off with our wonderful official beer of NASCAR.
Bush.
And if you ever want to reach out to us, it's wreckingracing@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, wreckingracing.com. And no, that was not Santa you heard in the background. That was Lug's dog running through. It sounded jingly, yeah.
Oh, how's your week going?
Fantastic. Let me tell you something about my week.
Yeah?
Yeah, guess what I came home to the other day?
What?
A freaking St. Bernard. My wife went and got another dog. Wife, if you're listening, shame on you.
Wow. That's a big dog.
It is a huge
dog. You already had one big dog. Now you have two big dogs.
Yeah, and our house isn't that big either. So, yeah, it's definitely fun. He is a gentle giant, though. I have to admit, he really is a good dog. Just kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But you know what? I made a deal with her. You get that. I get a lift kit from my truck. I get exhaust from my truck.
So you made a deal out of it then?
Yeah.
Well, at least there was some other pros out of it.
Maybe I can get me a nice gaming computer and try this iRacing stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should do that.
So you can come over and play it too?
I need to upgrade my PC so that I can get in on it. I've been watching some videos on YouTube.
Maybe we can
start to get the bug. I think when the weather cools off.
Sure.
Maybe this winter I'll do
it. Sure. Yeah, maybe. Same here, maybe. And maybe we can start like an iRacing league and get a couple of fans to join us and race us occasionally.
Yeah, That would be cool. That would be interesting.
Yeah, the Wrecking Racing Cup. Right?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So what would our trophy look like? Like what would we give
WR.
Up?
WR.
I mean, I was thinking cup, you know? Maybe we can send a coffee cup out to the winner. Oh, talking about winners.
Really yelled into there.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sorry.
I got real excited.
I did. I want to make sure Mike knows that we are still sending him stuff, but unfortunately, I haven't made it yet.
And we still haven't heard from our contest winners like 4 weeks
ago. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why we just kind of negated that whole thing.
But I thought maybe someone would eventually like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you would think so, but hey, they didn't. So you know what? Their loss, his gain. So, Mike, we'll be sending you some stuff shortly. I apologize for the delay. Like I said, I want to make you something personal. I just haven't made it yet. So, I have to get free time to be able to make it instead of just sending you same old crap. And you already got our koozies anyway because we met you at Daytona. So, I don't want to send you koozies again.
Yeah. Send them something special.
If anybody else wants a koozie, I got two to give away right now. Email us, wreckingracing@gmail.com, the first two people, and I'll send you a koozie.
There you go.
Does that work?
That works. Let's talk about Michigan.
Michigan. What's there to talk about? Here, Harvick. Oh, look at that. We're done talking about Michigan.
Well, to a degree, you're right. That is a valid point.
There are some things to talk about other than Harvick. So, do we talk about Harvick first or last?
Go ahead and get it out of the way.
All right. So, the best part of the weekend, Keelan getting involved, getting a ride with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Victory lane taste.
That was pretty cool.
jealous,
you see the kids,
envious?
You see the kids in victory lane, but to see, you know, the kiddo in the car ride to victory, that's cool. That is cool.
I thought he didn't do a burnout because of Keelan, but I found out why he didn't do a burnout. They were impounding his car for wind tunnel testing.
Yeah, well, Harvick also said, he's like, first thing, he's like, I didn't want to scare him. He's like, plus the floorboard was really hot, and he's like, you know, I didn't want to, like, throw him back in the car.
Yeah, so, that's true.
That'd
that's
be
true.
Really loud, even with headphones on, man.
I think if I was in there, that the louder the better, right? In that moment, even as a kid, I think the louder the better. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's still been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm envious of Keelan. Good job.
He went up and got the flag.
Yeah, cool. He started waving around. Yeah, cool. Very fun. Jealous. Will always forever be jealous.
Ooh.
Wish I had a cool dad.
Hey, he listens to this. He's going to hear that.
Yeah, probably. So, Dad, you are cool in ways. Yeah, other than your whole Kyle Busch fandom that you are. Yeah. So this week, Michigan, not super exciting when it came to the actual races on the track, but a couple things did stand out to me. One was the fourth place finisher.
Dylan.
Yeah.
And he almost got second.
Yeah, really kind of caught me by surprise.
Some good strategy calls there in that race, and I honestly was hoping someone was going to try to make it to the end there without stopping. Like Larson or somebody, they were one of the last ones to pit. I thought, oh man, this is gonna be cool. Someone's gonna roll the dice and try to save gas and get there. But no one did. I guess it was too far to make it. But still, cool to see some of those up front that we hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah, I agree. Who was your picks for this week?
For Michigan, I had Larson, which he came home 17th. And then Chase, who he came home 9th, top 10 for him.
So I didn't fare much better. I had, where's my notes at? Right there. I had
Busch and Bowman.
And Bowman, yeah. So here's what I was getting to with this. At one point, I looked like a mastermind. Because Bowman had a really good car in the beginning of the race. He just couldn't keep up on adjustments, and he ended up dropping way back.
19th for him.
So third for Kyle and 19th for Bowman. Mm. And my dark horse, I thought, was actually going to squeak something out, and then he just faded. Mm. He's dropped off.
Yeah, he was hovering around the top 10 there for a while, inside the top 10.
Yeah, he was like 6 for a little bit.
It's a disappointing finish for them, but luckily he's still inside the top 16 in points. So
who's our cutoff? Is he still our cutoff?
Yeah. Yes, okay. He is. Yep.
Until this next week when Stenhouse wins, right?
We'll
get to that later.
Yeah.
So Michigan itself is, this to me is proof Michigan doesn't need 2 races a year.
Well, Michigan, you know, previously has come up with some pretty exciting races and finishes. Lots of wide racing, multiple groups, but we did not really see that Sunday.
No, and you know, Michigan, we used to come to Michigan and we were touting 3 big things at Michigan in the past.
Speed, horsepower, and passing?
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, when Dodge was with us. The home of the manufacturers,
the big 3, yeah.
Right? And even Toyota to an extent. We used to praise that, talk about that. It used to be a big deal winning at Michigan, but now it just doesn't matter.
It's sacred grounds, you know.
The fall of the auto industry, the fall of NASCAR, to an extent. In a way, go hand in hand, maybe.
Mm, yeah, I mean, it's... could be considered that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any surprises? I mean, we talked about some of the top finishers, but any other surprises?
I would say Dylan, to me, was the big one. You know, congrats to him.
Mm-hmm. Kozlowski's second. I mean,
yeah, but he's not like he's been doing horrible this season.
But he's not really been top 5. He's been top, you know, 6 to 10th, it seems like. But
take wins out of the picture, where would he be at in points?
I don't know.
Like 5th. So he's right there, right around the top 5 average.
You just don't hear him.
You don't. Same thing with Logano this year. We talked about that earlier. I mentioned that several times earlier, you know, earlier episodes that we had, that Logano's the same way. The whole Penske organization, for the most part, has been under the radar.
They're just lacking a little bit to go up and race.
You know why that is? Because right now it's the big 3, the big 3, the big 3. How often do we freaking hear that?
We do, but...
Now they're pushing it in Xfinity.
I'll tell you who
they're
wasn't up there. The surprises, and this is the surprise for me. It was Truex, yeah.
Truex had some struggles.
But he did, but I mean,
what?
Part of that
penalty
was...
Penalty and a...
Well, part of his issue with Byron, right? Had the spin with Byron.
Yeah, and Byron, poor guy, finished 36th.
Yeah, well, he backed into the fence. Truex downshifted. I don't know if you saw that or not. Downshifted the third, kept it out of the wall, so that's what his saving grace was. But
he had a bad day.
He did, still, you know, uncharacteristic.
And
they said that, unloading off the truck, that the car wasn't what they wanted. So.
And that's not been uncommon this year with Truex.
You've seen it more than we have in the past. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and this is actually leading up to something for us to talk about later, but maybe we'll talk about a little bit right now.
Silly season?
Yeah, because as of right now, Truex is not signed for next year. Mm-hmm. And as of right
no
now,
sponsors.
There's no sponsor for that car next
yeah.
year.
And that's actually, I have this written down to talk about later too, but let's go ahead and do it. So how the tide has turned since we recorded last Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many rumors out there flying.
I was adamant that Truex would stay there. They would re-sign him. They were going to find sponsors. And now, guess what? We hear about Kurt Busch leaving Stuart Haas.
Yeah, and that opens the door for Truex.
Exactly.
So people are talking about Truex stepping into that spot, but he's not the only driver that is being rumored for that spot.
No. Who else have you heard?
Chris Bell.
About Cole Custer.
Here's the thing with Cole Custer. To me, it makes logical sense.
Internal roots.
But I have not heard that.
Really? I've seen it a little bit here and
have
there.
Have you? I have not. I've seen... Literally, Chris Bell and Truex you mentioned.
Well, think about this.
Times.
Cole Custer's been in the Xfinity series for, what, is this his third year?
Yeah, something like that. We kind of talked about it a little last week. But in addition to that, there's now another player in the game. His name's not been mentioned, but him and Tony have a good connection. AJ Allmendinger.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
exactly. I don't see that happening.
Probably. I mean, that'd be a stretch. But now it sounds like talking about stuff we're going to talk about later, but we'll talk about now. Is that silly season's in full force, and Allmendinger is going to be let go after this season.
Yeah, so we got 13 races to go, and yeah, it's in full swing, that's for sure. So I was shocked to hear that about Allmendinger.
Me too.
While he is very hot and cold, you know, he's doesn't wreck a lot of cars. He's pretty consistently around 20th, which, you know, for that organization, I think is moderately okay, right? But they've got full sponsorship. Allmendinger has a pretty good personality. He's outgoing.
Yeah,
he's well spoken.
Yeah, absolutely. I like AJ.
Yeah,
I do.
So I was taken back by that a little bit. You know, if you said Chris Buescher, then I would be like,
understand it a little bit more.
Okay, I get it. Plus, technically, he's still under, I thought, contract to Roush Fenway. They were just like loaning him to, you know, whatever happened to that.
I have no idea. I don't know enough on that topic.
Yeah, so basically Fenway, he was a Fenway Roush driver, but they didn't have a spot for him, so they loaned him to go do what he wanted to do. And
I guess that's terms for releasing him.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard any more. So I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. Maybe he's locked into a bigger deal. I don't know, but.
Yeah, there's just so many things being thrown around. So you might as well just start talking about silly season. We're done with Michigan. There really wasn't a whole lot to talk about with Michigan. But let's talk about silly season a little bit more. Now, they're talking about Ryan Preece maybe taking over for Daughtry, you know, and for Allmendinger and the Daughtry car. If you were Ryan Preece, would you take that opportunity?
I mean, it depends what else I got on the table. But if my option is to stay in Xfinity and race with Gibbs... versus step into Daughtry's car, I would not take that offer. I would stay in Xfinity for another year and race Gibbs car's equipment. What about you?
It comes down to laying out the bigger picture. Obviously, there's stuff going on we don't know. You know, stuff behind the scenes that we can't see. So, I hate to give a true answer to that because I don't know the situation. But just seeing on the surface that we see, I would wait.
Was it you that told me about Chris Bell? Well, there's active ton, like basically all the organizations are after Chris Bell.
Yeah, we talked about that actually a little bit last episode, that Toyota really wants to keep him, and it's just
yeah, but I feel like you or someone who was telling me this current week, like Today's Wednesday. Like, this actual week that...
I haven't talked to you since our last episode. All right,
so it wasn't you. Thanks. But yeah.
Just kidding. He actually helped me build a fence.
Loosely, if you want to call it build, yeah.
Yeah, so my fence now looks like two drunk guys put it up because there's two drunk guys putting it up.
And actually... yeah, we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I don't know, man, so much. And then, you know, also they're talking about Jamie McMurray leaving the one.
Yeah,
they were saying, and then rumor was John Hunter Nemechek's gonna step up into that car.
Yeah,
gosh, dude, this is
so
crazy.
let's add one more layer to this onion. You ready? So Elliott Sadler announced today what
he is leaving Xfinity.
Yeah, he's retiring from full-time racing.
And Junior Motorsports.
So, now the question presents itself, is Junior Motorsports dropping a car? Or are they going to keep that car, find a sponsor, and get another driver? Because that is a premium Xfinity ride.
I think that they will find someone else and a sponsor to step in there.
Ryan Preece? Maybe he takes an opportunity like that instead of J.D. Daugherty?
Could be.
It revives Sadler's career going to Junior Motorsports.
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, there's just so many different possible scenarios. I mean, it's crazy right now. It's kind of actually exciting as a NASCAR fan about what might be.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the season, honestly.
Not the chase or the championship?
Okay, other than that. But, like, the speculation, silly season, I like that. Some people were saying online today, too, Stuart Friesen in the truck series would be good to step into the junior motorsports car.
Interesting. Yeah.
We've also got Brett Moffitt.
Brett's been stepping up pretty
good. Got some other good talent in the truck
series. Chase Briscoe to move over. Exactly. I mean, there's definitely.
So Cup Series alone, there's so much that could happen in the Xfinity. I'm just excited to find out what happens, where everybody lands.
Do we see Jamie McMurray going to Xfinity, taking that Junior Motorsports?
And if not, where does he go if he leaves Ganassi?
I don't know. It's hard not to like the guy. He's got a great personality. He's a good-looking guy.
But that doesn't always get you a quality ride
It helps.
Well, what also helps is talent and winning a Coke 600, a Daytona 500, and an Indy Brickyard 400. So I think that's what's kept him in that seat for as long as it has, let's be honest. Jamie has talent. There's no denying that. But has he run his course in that car? I believe he has.
It kind of reminds me of a Casey Mears in a way.
Casey Kane, for that matter.
Well, and now, yes, you're right. In today's kind of environmental world. But I was thinking how at one time, like, felt like they were the it thing. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of dissipated.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even Jamie's had a couple good races. In the last couple of years, he's really not been relevant.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't wreck a lot of cars, you know, but he's also not up there in the top 10 every week. But he's a consistent driver, I guess, to a degree.
He's definitely a threat to make the chase, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is a top...
Well, not this
top
year,
12,
but
13
what is
car.
He, like, 19th or 20th in the points this year? Currently.
Other than this year, okay. Don't prove me wrong.
Yeah, I know you hate that.
So, I mean, definitely a lot of intrigue and speculation and rumor. You know, maybe we could start our own rumor, too. You know, I heard Kevin Harvick is switching to a Chevrolet next year.
He's going to stay with Haas, but he's going to go to Chevy.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, next year Tony's going to drive going to have three Fords and one Chevy.
Remember this last year when they were like, Stewart's going to Ford, Harvick's out, Harvick's going to... Hendrick, they're kicking Casey out. He won't drive a Ford. That's gonna happen. And part of it did happen. They did kick Casey out, but you know, Bowman moved in there, and so did Byron. So that didn't end up panning. But speaking of which, also we didn't talk about this last week because it hadn't been announced officially or unveiled officially. But guess what's coming to Cup next year?
No idea.
Yes, you do. The Mustang.
Oh, the Mustang. I thought you were, like, going for something really special here. I'm like, what did I miss out on this week? Yeah, like, are they bringing, like, another track? Like, is North Wilkesboro coming back? Or, you know, something like that. I was, like, kind of confused.
So the Mustang you know, talking about Haas, but how do you think the Mustang will do in its first outing? Is it going to struggle as much as the Camaro?
It will not struggle as much as the Camaro because I feel like there's a lot more manufacturer support behind the Ford. And what I mean by that...
I do agree with you.
And what I mean by that is that with Chevrolet, you're dividing resources amongst many teams.
Mm-hmm.
Ford, it's half as many teams, and Toyota's half of that.
Yep.
So I think that's one reason I see a success with Toyotas is that they are able to provide so much support for such little teams.
Yes, really dial it in.
Their resources aren't as spread out.
I agree.
So I feel that that's one thing that's really hurt Chevrolet going in this season and what they've been going through so far.
Yeah. And kind of speaking on this, we touched on it last week, but you asked me, is Chevy back? Chevy there where they
need to be. I didn't
ask
you. Devin asked you, our fan.
Well, you asked the question. Sorry.
Okay, yes.
And I said I wanted to wait till after Michigan. So what do you think my response is after Michigan now?
Well, the top Chevy was fourth, and in the top 10 you had two. So
total.
No.
Yes. So no, they are not where they need to be. I think they'll be okay this weekend at Bristol. But
yeah, you don't need as much speed, obviously.
Exactly. Exactly, but obviously they're still not where they want to be.
No, I'm excited about this weekend, by the way.
Are you?
I am super excited about this weekend.
You got all three series at Bristol.
So, Bristol hasn't excited me in a long time, but this past Bristol race was pretty dang good.
They had the good both grooves kind of working.
You know, I'm hoping, you know, being the night
lower
race,
groove, yeah.
You know, bring back 95, 99, and just kind of the
95,
memories.
99. You know what's funny? Do you remember us watching the 99
Hell yeah,
race
I do.
Together?
Hell yeah, yes, at my grandma's house.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never heard Earnhardt booed like that before.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right.
But it's funny. I thought about that earlier today as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely one of the biggest memories I have. It was a good time.
Yeah.
You know? And my biggest memory is that you got to partake in that with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
So good for you.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go down that road, there's a lot of memories I can think of that you probably weren't on the as quite as favorable receiving in there.
What are you trying to say?
Gordon won a lot when we hung out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right about that. I thought it just meant how awesome it was that you guys spent time with me.
Oh, no, definitely not.
I mean, I'm pretty awesome now, but when I was a teenager, man, I was pretty freaking cool.
Right, that's a good joke. Good joke.
Had my Airwalks and yeah, my baggy
K-Swiss.
My K-Swiss at one time. Yeah, that he used to give me shit about.
All right, moving on. So TV ratings. We didn't hit on this. So going back to Michigan before, did you see what the ratings were?
Yeah, I it's same as been all season.
Down. Well, yeah. Not except for Watkins Glen.
True, but Watkins Glen went from a cable channel to a national channel.
Yeah, that's true.
So that really helped them out.
But down to a 1.62 from a 1.98 last year. And 316 million views to 2.54 million. So not a huge step down, but, you know,
but they didn't have a whole lot to lose anyway.
Yeah.
And did you see the golf numbers this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Annihilated
golf, what's
it.
That
exactly, but it annihilated it. Had a 6 rating,
really.
Yeah, annihilated it. That is by far the biggest sports event over the weekend.
Well, good for golf,
good for Tiger Woods being competitive again. At least that's what ESPN says. I don't watch it, so I don't know.
All right, so got some other news here. Are we done talking about silly season? Anything else?
Yeah, I guess we are. I mean, for the most part, I'm sure in the next couple of days, even more crap will pop up. And like I said, it's intriguing. It's exciting. Don't know what's going to happen, but it's fun times.
Oh, yeah. They know what's happening, but we have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, as us, the normal folk, we don't have a clue.
Yeah. So
and I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little off right now.
Well, yeah, right there you are.
Yeah, there we are. My microphone keeps screwing up here, so... I apologize, folks. I'll try to hold
it. While Gasman's sorting his life out over here, it's all today.
Sorry about that, folks. My microphone was having technical difficulties, so I had to switch microphones. Hope you can hear me okay now. How are you doing, Lugs?
It sounds like you're ready to record some karaoke or something. Anyway, so it was unveiled today. Dale Jr. is going to drive the pace car for the Brickyard 400. How about that?
Damn it. I had that on my notes. I was going to bring that up.
Is it on your notes?
Yeah, it's on
my notes. I didn't see it on there. You just focus on your karaoke over there, okay?
Oh, I wrote it on my notes with hand, like handwritten, not like the one I gave you. So you don't have it on your copy.
Cheater.
Yeah, sorry.
And then speaking of Indy, Smoke, Mr. Stewart, wants to run the Daytona Indy 500 in 2019.
Yeah, there is talk about Penske potentially giving him a ride. What do you think about that?
I don't know that it's going to come to fruition. I think it's a good headline grab, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I think Rogers said he'll try, but he doesn't think he can get anything put together for 2019. So if Smoke's wanting to run as soon as he did, or as soon as he does want to run in 2019, it's not going to happen. My guess, more like an Andretti-type situation.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a Chevy. What do you think?
Why can't it?
I would think that Ford would be pretty pissed off. Maybe not. It's a different series, but I can see Ford frowning heavily upon that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it would have to be a Honda. So, did you see the ruling on the Greg Biffle situation? The Perv Biffle?
Why don't you go ahead and fill us, the new viewers, new listeners, in on the backstory there.
Okay, well, for far as I know, I looked for video evidence
on
Google, and I couldn't find any. But anyway, the rumors are a speculation, or the accusation, I guess is the term you'd use, by Nicole Biffle, Greg's ex-wife, now ex-wife, is that Greg would videotape her and other family members in like their rooms and bedrooms and stuff at their mansion, and he would show people these videos. So he's
weird.
He's perv.
Weird.
Why would you do that to your wife?
Weird.
I still don't get that. But anyway, so the jury found Greg Biffle guilty, and his penalty was a $1 payment to Nicole.
Okay.
So the argument was from Nicole is that she didn't know about it, and that he's basically was into voyeurism and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And Greg's defense was that she knew about it. The cameras were installed to catch housekeepers stealing from them. So they're kind of worried about that. So therefore, she knew that the cameras in all the rooms. Like, he wasn't denying the fact that he put those in there. And I think it's the only reason why he was found guilty.
But it only had a dollar to pay?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't
guilty.
The ruling
was a dollar?
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a civil suit. It wasn't guilty from, like, an actual law issue that's going to have jail time or anything like that. Uh-huh. So definitely weird, though.
So
definitely perv.
It wasn't as perverted as we initially maybe thought.
Still perverted.
But
still.
But okay, but when we first heard about it, we really thought the worst, right? But now when
I still don't see it being that much better. Again, why would you still record your wife changing and show it to people?
Well,
cuz that wasn't,
I'm not defending it by any means, don't get me wrong. But I don't know. We'll move to the next topic.
Did he confuse her with a housekeeper?
I don't know.
The nanny?
So let's see what other news we get. Kozlowski unveiled a throwback this week.
Yeah, did you see it? Rusty actually, I seen it through Rusty's Twitter account. Mm-hmm. That's actually where I seen it at.
For Darlington. So the Miller Genuine Draft, if I'm not mistaken, car.
Yeah, black and gold. Looked pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the throwbacks at Darlington.
I do too. It's something that we should never
bring back memories. I figure if I have a microphone, I should say.
If you're gonna hold that, you might as well. They should never go away from this throwback because it's a pretty cool thing.
Should they bring that in for another race, or just keep it Darlington?
No,
only?
Keep it Darlington. I don't want to see it done at any other course. I don't want to see it done more than once a year.
Good call.
And then last thing that I have news wise, and I posted this on our Facebook page. But did you see the post-race footage of Ross Chastain and Joey Gase in the Xfinity race?
That I did, yes.
That was weird. I don't know really what the pre-context was.
I couldn't find really more info on it, but I just seen Matt Weaver's post that you retweeted and reposted yourself of the fight.
Joey Gase is just like calling Ross Chastain every name in the book and like trying to get to him, but then there's the officials.
No, damn it, I wanted to be 28th.
Officials, officials, crew members separating them and everything. So I don't know what the issue was
context
leading
was,
up to that. But
was, yeah, I don't know.
Email either. Us if you know, if you heard more, because I never really heard any more on it. But you know, go check out the video footage.
Definitely, it's definitely interesting.
You got any other news?
I do actually, and I don't know if I want to call it exciting news, wonderful news, pretty cool news.
Lay it on me.
I wish I could, buddy. So the news. Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. Did you hear about the new reality series that's going to be released on CMT next year?
No, I don't watch any reality TV.
Neither do I, but I seen this and I was
intrigued.
And
I don't have cable either, so.
Either do I. I don't have CMT, so I'll try to watch it, and the only reason I'm going to try to watch it is because of the news I'm getting ready to tell you. So CMT is coming out with a new reality show next year in 2019 called Racing Wives.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be like Real Housewives of North Carolina or something.
Okay.
And they're going to be following the
NASCAR wives.
Yeah, the NASCAR wives, which are Ashley Bush, Samantha Bush, Whitney.
So Kyle's
Dillon,
Kyle's wife, Kurt's wife.
Austin Dillon's wife.
Okay.
A Monster Energy girl. What's her name? Marielle Lane.
Okay.
Who's she's a fiance of a rear tire changer for Austin Dillon and also a Monster Energy girl.
Okay.
And the coolest one, you may not have heard of her. Her name is Amber Balcaine. You heard of her?
I have not.
Okay. She's up-and-coming aspiring driver from Canada, Winnipeg. You know what's cool?
What?
I got some news for you, buddy.
Do you?
I'm going to drop it on you. Ready?
Do it.
She's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, yeah?
Bam! Take that. Yeah, so we're going to have a NASCAR driver and a TV celebrity
and
on
a reality TV star.
Yes,
that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Cool. I'm excited for that.
And I really appreciate the quick response I got on that. And I mean, I've been very pleased. So I just, you know, anytime we get a driver on our show, it's always, they're so down to earth people. They're wonderful
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And this just is extended upon that. It's awesome, man. I'm really looking forward to next week.
Awesome. Me too. Cool. I'll have to think of some good questions for
her. Amber, I hope you're listening this week. Hope we don't scare you off. this is the guy that reached out to you and said, hey, this is the Gas Man.
Gas Man does have a...
I didn't tell her my stage name. I told her my real name. All right, moving on. Let's talk about Bristol, baby. Yeah, Bristol.
You had one more piece of news there you forgot about.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Thank you. And this actually, I do want to give a call out for a positive reason to Kyle Busch.
And this is a good segue.
The reality show is cool because of Samantha Busch. But this is following the Kyle Busch Foundation. It's Kyle and Samantha. They actually have helped a lot of families through IVF and funding for IVF. IVF is in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I really am a big fan of because there is a chance that my wife and I might have to partake in that in the future ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a possibility. And congratulations to all those recipients, and they had a big gala last night, and they all met and had a party and stuff. It was really awesome.
Cool.
Really awesome. So, Kyle, thank you for doing, even though you annoy the piss out of me a lot of times, you do a lot for the community, and we appreciate it. So, we're heading to Bristol, baby, like one of the best tracks. It used to be one of the best tracks. What's, Lugs, give me your take on what your expectations are this week.
Expectations and hope. I hope to see some drama, man. I want to see some on
you
track.
You want to see some
confrontations.
Glove throwing, helmet throwing.
Yeah, man.
Ankle protector throwing.
I think that this is the last chance anybody has to take down the big three, quote unquote, and get a win.
Going into the chase.
Punch your ticket to the chase. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be cutthroat. I think people are going to be moving people out of the way. So I'm excited and I hope that's what it is. I really think it will be. What about you?
Yeah, I what I think it is and what I hope it is probably going to be two different things. I think it's not going to be fantastic. Just history the last 5 years, even though the spring was good, I have hopes it's fantastic. I don't know. I really am a hope that there's beating, banging, excitement,
mm-hmm.
Someone, you know, balls to the wall, trying to get that victory to get into the chase. Someone
I think it'll happen.
Someone who's sitting like 18th, 19th in points, just out. Just you can almost taste it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, want to take a chance to try to get in there.
Suarez or McMurray or somebody.
McMurray is who I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe even a Stenthouse. So let's talk about that.
He's
let's talk about that.
First driver outside, 17th, right?
Let's talk about picks real quick because I want to bring that up about Stenthouse. Is it my turn to go first this week or yours?
I think it's yours.
Okay, cool. Because if not, I would want it first anyway. So my picks this week, and I had a hard time for my main driver pick because I could go with Harvick, Hot Hand. He's done excellent at Bristol. Or I can go with the guy who's won Bristol 7 times, and Kyle Busch. I'm going with Harvick. That opens the door for you to go with Busch, probably.
And I am, so okay. that worked out.
I'm going with Harvick because he is hot right now, and the guy has an average place finish of 13.26, which is one of the best in current active drivers. However, there is one active driver who just annihilates his average finish.
Who?
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., believe it or not.
Really?
He has a 10th place average finish. The worst he's ever finished in the Bristol race is 21st.
Hmm. Good for him.
He's raced there 11 times.
I'm glad
okay?
I picked him as my dark horse.
That's my dark horse, jackass.
Oh, I just picked him first. Sorry.
No, I know you didn't. I did. So 11,
you didn't say that, though.
Shut up. He's my dark horse. So he's raced there 11 times, and he has 6 top 10s in those 11 races. 4 top 5s. Pretty stout. And I usually don't say a whole lot of good things about Ricky, but this is a good thing.
Because you're picking him.
Yeah, I mean, he has my luck going for him.
Right. So my pick is Kyle. And while I can't give you his, you know, average finish there, I don't know. I didn't look that up.
14.04.
But I can tell you, and you just said it, but 7 wins in Cup. 9 in Xfinity, 5 in truck, dude. How can you bet against that?
Yeah, I mean, I had a hard time. I had a hard time choosing between the two.
But I, you know, while I'm not going to, I wouldn't bet against Harvick, right? He could go to any track and win. Yep, I'm going to go with Kyle. My dark horse really was going to be Stenhouse. I had a feeling that you were going to pick him.
Ha.
You're just lucky it was your week to go first.
Ha.
Otherwise, I would have. So my I have 2 backups. Can you guess who it is? Who I'm gonna go with?
It'll probably be a Chevy.
Well, one is and one isn't.
Okay.
And that has nothing to do with it. You think I'm just this?
No, but you tend to.
You think I'm this giant leech to Chevrolet or something?
No, I don't, because I know you. However, I know your picks tend to lean that way because you're hoping for one of those guys to break out and show something that they haven't showed all year. I'm going with, Hamlin, and, you know, he's not really a dark horse, or is he?
Can I have 2 dark horses since you picked mine? You give me that?
Fine, go ahead.
All right, now I don't have to pick. My dark horses, 2 plural, are Ryan Blaney, even though you sometimes say he's
every
not
time
a dark
you choose
horse.
Him, you jinx him.
But he led a lot of laps in the spring, remember? And he got taken out.
Oh, it's 2 different things. It's spring, it's daytime.
But do you remember, though? Do you remember? He got taken out basically while he was leading. He
went
high.
Yeah, I do remember. I absolutely
so I'm going with him. I'm going with him, even though he's got a win, and you're like, oh, he shouldn't be a dark horse. He's technically going to be a dark horse.
He's not a true dark horse.
And if you're going to bitch about it, then
he's not a true
it's fine because you gave me 2. Bubba. He led laps in the spring.
Yeah, you're right. I have another name for you I want to throw in the hat. Throw the hat in the race, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Daniel Suarez.
Is he good there? I don't remember.
He's only raced there twice, but he's got a good average while he's raced there.
Hmm. Well, he's not my 2, unless you want to give me 3.
No, that's my second one.
Oh, okay. Oh, now you get 2.
Yeah.
No, the deal was because you picked the same guy that I had. That's the new rule, okay?
Oh, okay.
So if
making
one of us...
on the fly. Gotcha.
If one of us... Yeah, no, I think this is a good rule, though. If one of us picks... If we pick the same dark horse... Whoever's not the first to make the first pick, then We get to pick two dark horses.
Our rules are changing as much as NASCAR.
Exactly, right? It goes right so in hand. Yeah, it all just, goes right in hand together.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. I like the way this is working. You got anything else?
No, other than hopefully we continue to expand the show and going forward, like we talked about, maybe the Chase having like a fantasy league or something.
Top 10, or last 10 races, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, yep. So we'll try to come up with something. Excuse me, Lugs will try to come up with something on that and let you guys know, okay? So anyway, as always, I don't have anything else. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Please continue to tell your friends about us, and I'm sorry my voice sounds like crap on this replacement mic.
Have a good week.
All right, see you, buddies. Bye.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.